Hi guys, ahlin. We're just gonna get straight into it. Today we're gonna talk about a bunch of different definitions. Sex! Agents! Whoa, I can't believe that I'm saying that out loud, like to a camera. I grew up with no sex education. My arms are being awkward. I learned sex from my dad's rated R VHS thing. He had a Fair Game tape and I watched Alec Baldwin and Cindy Crawford have the sex. And that's where I was like, oh wow, look at that. Look at that. And honestly, if you grew up in an environment like me, or if not, chances are you learned that sex is penetrative. It's the penis in the vagine, and that's what sex is. But where does that leave queer people? And where does that leave any non-penetrative sex? Where does all that shit go?
Where does it go?
I really wanted to find a definition that felt true to me, and I found one, and I want to read it to you because it's epic. It's from the Height Report that was published in 1976, and it was a nationwide study that was done on female sexuality here in the States. And it says, sex is intimate physical contact for pleasure, to share pleasure with another person or just alone. You can have sex to orgasm or not to orgasm, genital sex or just physical intimacy. Whatever seems right to you. There's never any reason to think that the goal must be intercourse and to try to make what you feel fit into that context. There is no standard of sexual performance out there against which you must measure yourself. You are not ruled by hormones and biology. You are free to explore and discover your own sexuality, to learn or unlearn anything you want, and to make physical relations with other people of either sex anything you like. What? I mean, that shit rocked my world. Whoa. Especially the part where they say, whatever you want. What do you mean, whatever you want? What? I get to decide? This is a personal thing that's mine? Second definition is pleasure. المتعة or اللذة. I really want to reference the way Adrienne Marie Brown defines pleasure, and I'm paraphrasing here. Pleasure is anything that gives us a healthy and sustainable sense of contentment, satisfaction, and joy. Like anything that makes you truly happy. It can also be building a shelf, washing your hair, or kissing your friend's face. Like it can be so many other things. It doesn't have to just be sexual. There's a beautiful quote by Joseph Campbell that says, every feeling fully felt is bliss. I think that it's also anything that gives you full presence. What I love so much about these definitions is that I feel like as a culture كمجتمع هنا في أمريكا and بالسعودية, we've really wrapped up pleasure. We've put it in this like hedonistic, sexual, excessive, dangerous box. Like I know that for me growing up, pleasure was wrapped up in a lot of sin, a lot of them, a lot of and a lot of selfishness. The culture in Saudi is that رضا الوالدين, right? You do everything to serve and to appease your parents and your family and your elders. There's a selflessness that is really celebrated and valued and feels like a service to God. And so anything that was selfish was following your bliss, was following your pleasure. So it didn't feel good. It felt bad and it felt wrong. But the truth is, pleasure is a nutritious and vital part of life. And if you remember, we said in episode one that it's a measure of freedom. It's a measure of how freely you are walking through this life. So if you can find pleasure in touching soft linen or gardening, then ya Allah, let's please stop calling pleasure sinful. Okay, great. Khalas. Easy peasy. Next. Khalas. We said khalas again. I want to start by saying that eroticism and sex are not synonymous. I tried to find the Arabic equivalent of eroticism. All I got was things like shahwaniya, ujinsi, ugra'i, which tells us that we really do put eroticism in just like a box of sex. Yes, it can be sexual energy, but it's so much bigger than that. Eroticism is life force. One of my teachers, Ilana Mehta, says life becoming more of itself. For me, it's that feeling when I'm on stage and I'm dancing and I'm stomping and I'm singing and it's not even me that's on stage. There's something else that's moving through me and I'm fully alive. It's full aliveness and it is so deeply connected to your purpose. Sensuality comes from the senses. We have a touch, اللي هو اللمس. We have a ذوق, taste, الشم, السمع, البصر. Sensuality is building sensation in our senses. To be sensual requires us to slow down and feel into our senses. Anyways, I'm curious to know, what makes you feel sensual? How do you build sensuality in your body? How do you build presence? What does not bring me pleasure are creepy people that say really inappropriate things. My brother follows me. Stop it. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Effed and Blessed. You can support this very independent show by buying our very cool merch on fuckedandblessed.com. And be sure to follow us on Instagram and TikTok and YouTube for more content and reflections and ridiculous and deep stuff from me. Follow us at Effed and Blessed. That's F-D and Blessed. May we all lean into the beautiful duality of what it is to be fucked and blessed. What a gift. See you next time.